This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
In the introduction, we started off by talking about how normal trauma actually is, right? How common it is, and how a lot of people don't realize, the vast number of people who've experienced trauma, and that they don't realize that what they personally have experienced could fall under the umbrella of trauma too. So kind of bringing that out there. And one of the main things that we talk about is our framework, right?
Yes, which yeah. I totally love.
Yes.
And I don't know if anybody else has the same framework. So, you know, with trauma, first people were talking about just focusing on the mind. And then we went into a few decades of also focusing how it impacts the body. But there isn't still that connection to spirituality, right. Especially like Islamic psychology and that part. So for us to bring those two together and talk about how we break down each chapter in terms of a case study, exploring the unhealthy way of thinking, and then going into the theory, and then the practical tips are meant to be Islamic. They're meant to help people focus on their mind, also and the spiritual part as well. So that was one of the major goals that we had, is for it to be completely comprehensive and holistic.
Right, right. Like looking at the person as a whole, right? That if you change the mind, that helps to change the heart, that helps to impact the soul, but that the body is a component in that as well. And we include ayat and ahadith, like verses from the Quran and sayings of the Prophet ﷺ in each chapter to allow us to reflect on how they apply to our thought process and our journey in healing. And then one of the things that's really unique about our approach is we came up with the ad-duha, right? The duha approach. Najwa was the one who thought of this in terms of applying Surah ad-duha and the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ in this surah, and it's a very unique and really, I find it very like an empowering and very validating approach in terms of when you consider the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to Prophet ﷺ. It validates us as like holistic people, right? And all the different parts of us that need to heal and need to be worked on as we go through a journey where we're struggling through something, right?
Yeah, and I really like how simple it is. When we look online and you start to explore Islamic psychology, it's the writings can be very dense. And I've been a clinician for a long time. You have been also. Mm-hmm. Reading it is very complicated. It's very, very hard to understand. And so one day I was driving, I was like, Allah, just show me an easy way for us to link psychology and trauma. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, SubhanAllah, like Surah Ad-Duha is the perfect example. And it's so easy for people to understand, and it really hits trauma from a clinical perspective on all different levels. And so we are so happy for people to be able to see that throughout the series.
Yeah. And again, it provides like that sense of validation, right? That, okay, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reinforcing these concepts for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as, in order to comfort him, then you walking into a clinician's office or you picking up and, reading these series of articles and everything to work on healing yourself from this framework, the intention is to bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it's done through the framework of something that's based on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it makes you, there's nothing better, right? There's no better approach than to use the approach that, like, the highest example is the one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to use that approach, we're really excited about that and really honored that we could present that, alhamdulillah.